Becoming a millionaire might seem like a far-fetched dream, but I'm going to show you that it's possible by investing just $150 a month. If you're as excited about this as I am, then keep on watching. Hi, I'm Erica. I'm a lawyer and I love talking about personal finance. Let's dive in. Today we are going to be talking about the power of compounding. This is one of my favorite things to talk about because this is going to create some serious wealth if you have just two things going for you, time and consistency. Let's start with a completely unrealistic scenario, but one that's going to drive the point home that compounding is your best friend. Now, it's been a banner year for the stock markets. The S&P 500 is up over 27% year to date. Now, as crazy as this sounds, let's just assume, so that you can visualize the power of compounding, that the stock market continuously goes up 27% each year, the same as it did this year. Say you start saving and investing at an early age, and you put $100 into the stock market consistently for 30 years. Your $100 a month investment in 30 years will be worth $13.7 million. Say you start investing at an even younger age, and you're putting $100 a month consistently into the stock market for 40 years. When you retire, those investments will be worth $197 million. Let's say you're doing it for 50 years. That'll be worth $2.8 billion. This just puts into perspective how successful investors like Warren Buffett have been able to generate their wealth through the power of compounding. Berkshire Hathaway has posted average annual returns of 17.1% for the last 35 years. Now, those were extreme examples, so let's now use a more realistic estimate. The average stock market return since 1926 is about 10%. So accounting for 2% inflation year over year, let's assume a growth of 8% every year. This is what I promised you, how to become a millionaire with $150 a month. If you invest that $150 a month into the stock market, then after 48 years, assuming average growth of 8%, you will be a millionaire. That means if you start when you're 18, then when you're 66, you'll have over $1 million in that account. Something I have to point out here. You've put $150 a month into the market for 48 years, which is a total of $86,000. But if you look, after 48 years, those $86,000 will be worth over $1 million, which means you've made almost 12 times on your money. This multiplier effect is awesome. And if you look at the chart that I created, you'll see that the multiplier effect really starts kicking in after 25, 30 years. The way I look at it is this $150 that you invest today is worth 12 times that to you in the future. So the next time you're going out to buy a $150 purse or a nice dinner out, you really have to stop and think, is that $150 spent today worth the $1,800 that it would be worth to you in the future? That's the opportunity cost of spending it today, because you won't have that $150 to put in the market. Just for fun, let's say that instead of $150, you're putting $300 into the market for the same period of time. That'll be worth $2 million. And let's say that instead of 8% returns, you get 9% returns. That'll be worth $3 million. You're making 17 times on your money. I could go on for a while with these hypotheticals because I think they're just so much fun. But the main point I want to get across is that in life, compounding is going to be your best friend to create some serious wealth. As long as you're consistent and don't panic and sell in an economic downturn, time and compounding are going to do all of the work for you. Next week, I'm going to be telling you something about Warren Buffett's investing strategy that you might not know. If you enjoyed this video, I'd really appreciate it if you could subscribe and hit the notification bell, hit the thumbs up, and leave me a comment below, because apparently it helps the YouTube algorithm. Thank you for taking the time to watch, and I will see you next Tuesday.